day, it's Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I thought today you might like to think again about gardening with children. Children love to play in the dirt. And why not make this playtime a little more constructive? Here's some ideas to help energetic youngsters with a passion for dirt. One thing is, children do like bright colors, and they love color in the garden. So look for plants with colorful leaves and flowers and stems. Many household plants will work outside like this as well. And let the children choose what they'd like to get a flower or a vegetable that they picked out. It might not be exactly what you choose, but the goal is to get the children excited about gardening. And pick plants with fun names. You've got Tom Thumb peas and eyeball plants, all sorts of things like that. Even things like spaghetti squash might be fun for children to grow and then to eat. Might not taste exactly like pasta, but they would probably love the noodles that grow inside. And use quick growers for another section. Children have short attention spans, as I'm sure you well know, so things like lettuce, spinach, and radishes all mature in 30 to 45 days, which is really quick for a garden. Or how about trying some of those microgreens that can grow on your windowsill and are ready to eat in less than a week? This will give your impatient child a little faster return. Plan for child-sized spaces. Make it easy for children to plant and weed narrow beds in small areas. Or try using raised plant beds a few inches off the ground to just keep little feet on the pathways and out of the garden. Even a container or two of the child's own can be rather fun. Turn the garden into a playground. You can make a maze or a playhouse out of sunflowers. You can base your garden on things like Hansel and Gretel eggplants and Sleeping Beauty hostas are sort of fun choices. But it's also fun to make your climbing beans and things like this into a bit of a tent to let the children play inside. There's all sorts of stuff on the internet about that, but it is kind of fun. Transform gardening tasks into fun. Make up games where everyone's a winner. Bug hunts, weed pulling races, especially the longest weed roots you can get, and composting filling relays are just a few games you can try. And let each gardener shine. If you have a child with a special talent, like the artist in the group, let them design the plant tags. Or the fitness one can be the one in charge of the wheelbarrow. Or the one who's very picky and likes things just so can help lay out the garden. And while you're gardening with children, do take time to explore and enjoy what's there. Children are great at making us slow down and enjoy the more simple pleasures. Hunt for caterpillars that'll turn into butterflies or squish the ones that don't. Give gifts from the garden. Help your young ones save money and win points with friends and family by making gifts from their garden. Older ones could make herbed vinegars, pressed flower cards, and even pictures of themselves in their very own garden are sure to please. You can always have a garden party and invite friends and family over to enjoy the fruits and flowers of your labor. This is a chance for all gardeners to share, young and old. Visit other gardens, and it gives you lots of ideas and adventures. Many botanical gardens around, and not so much in Muskoka, I'm afraid, can have family-friend activities, or make your own fun with a scavenger hunt and a picnic lunch in it. Whatever you do, do get your children interested in gardening. The best place to plant a seed is in the mind of a child. Nancy Thompson, Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a wonderful Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.